Here we are at Stand and Calling Sunday afternoon. I'm delighted to be joined by Eli, Josh, Robert and Ryan from Inhaler. Hey, hello.
How's it going?
How are you? How are you?
Now, let's talk a little bit about the band. You all met at school, is that right?
That's true, yeah.
Well, I was in a different school.
Yeah,
over the years it's been changed and he was in the same school as us, but he wasn't. We met through friends in school at the time.
And you've been going a few years, haven't you? Because you're pretty young, I'm sure you won't mind me saying, but yeah. You've been kicking around maybe 3-4 years.
Yeah, a long time.
We got things going as a band probably when we were a lot younger, but we kind of put a label on it around 2016 is when we say. But I mean, we've only kind of given it the real go in the last year and a half, maybe, just when we got out of school.
Yeah, because you've done your fair share of Battle of the Bands and things haven't you? And gigs with nobody turning up, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, we're a Battle of the Band, to be honest. We're trying to get out of it, but... we've done the small gigs and we're continuing to do them on our tour, which is going to be great. Yeah, just getting around and experiencing things.
Yeah, the best that came from Battle of the Bands was winning Best Name.
Yeah, we did.
We were a Shabando at the time.
Battle of the Bands.
Where does the name come from?
Basically, it was kind of just put on us because I used to be asthmatic.
Oh, right.
It was just to take the piss out of me because I was asthmatic. And it just kind of stuck as Inhaler.
We also got to a point where we needed a name desperately.
Yeah.
Like every band, you have to agree on something.
Yeah. What's the rock and indie alternative scene like in Dublin? Are kids still picking up guitars or are they all trying to be singer-songwriters?
They weren't for a while, but now they are.
Yeah, I think they're starting to wake up.
It's like a resurgence now, definitely. Especially in bands like Fontaines and like Murder Capital and stuff.
It's a good lot of Irish talent coming out at the moment.
Yeah,
it's exciting.
And is there a scene in Dublin? Is there a lot of places to play as well?
Yeah, there's loads of opportunity. Everywhere you look in town, really, you can find somewhere to play. But obviously, you have to make the jump eventually and come over to the UK, which we're doing now. We've been doing that for a while, so.
Now, when we talk to a band, we introduce them to our listeners for the first time. We always like to get them to describe themselves and their influences so people know what they sound like. But you made it really easy because on Spotify, you've all put up your playlists every month, which is brilliant.
Yeah.
And it's funny. It's such an obvious thing to do. We've never seen a band do that before.
That was a while ago. We need to get back on that because since we've been gigging loads, we've kind of forgotten to do it.
You've got a June playlist up, so you're not doing too bad.
Yeah.
June from last year.
That bit you don't have to know.
Oh, smart work not putting the year down.
I think we've made a playlist now for our headline shows to put on before, and that's going to kind of mix all of our stuff together.
Yeah,
just to kind of build a vibe for people that are seeing us.
Please come to the shows.
I mean, it's obvious, you would think that people in bands just love music and that's why they do it, but we've spoken to a lot of bands. You just kind of sometimes feel that it's a job and they're not really into it, but you can tell that, you know, you take the time to do something like that, you can tell you love your music.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Like, there's some bands who almost just see their own music as the thing and then dissociate themselves from other people, but it's like, we get influenced by everything and anything.
Yeah, like, literally.
I mean, you shouldn't be in a band for the end result, you know what I mean? If you're not enjoying the grind, it is a grind. The entire thing is a grind. You're always trying to get over an obstacle, so if you're not enjoying that, why are you in a
fucking band? It as just a job is kind of crazy because no one's ever joined a band in the pursuit of making money. So, you know, like...
Or at least thinking.
Yeah, or at least thinking. So.
I can tell you no one started a radio station for the same reason as well, so I'm completely with you.
We're in the same boat then.
Now you've released, is it 3 singles so far you've released? It's kind of hard to tell these days because the songs just get leaked on the net.
So what we did was we released kind of like a single and a demo when we were like a good while ago, just before we kind of got started. So they were just done ourselves.
We were like 15 or
just to get something out there. And then we decided to hold back on releasing anything else until we did some gigs and practiced and then got a studio time all together. And then we released It Won't Always Be Like This in March, I believe, and then followed it up with My Honest Face in May. So they're the two kind of studio singles we have out.
You must be blown away by the reaction to My Honest Face, because we A-listed it. We thought it was a fantastic song, and slightly bigger stations than us have been playing it quite a lot as well. So you must be really happy with the sort of feedback.
Yeah, it's amazing,
like,
and thank you guys so much
thank
for
you very much.
Doing that.
Hearing on any radio station anywhere is exciting.
Yeah,
I mean, to hear it hasn't happened to me yet, where you sit down and listen to it by chance, hear it on the radio, and I'm excited for that.
It was a really quick process, that song. We only started writing in December or something, so the reaction has been crazy.
We've been working on for years, like,
and still aren't
that one just kind of
one just kind of did itself in a month.
Yeah,
that one must have just had something special about it.
We knew we needed to get out straight away.
It must make you want to go on the internet to see what people are saying about you.
Never read comments.
It's the best advice we can give.
It's
never
treacherous
read comments.
Road,
I always read the comments. So if you're listening,
just saying.
you've done quite a lot of festivals this year, haven't you? So, you know, is this the first year that you've really been on the circuit as such?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I mean, the only festival we did last summer was a festival called Independence,
and
Electric Picnic. But, like, mid-summer, it was this festival in Cork called Independence, and we played to about four people.
And we're playing main stage in a week at 4:30, so hopefully there'll be more than three people this time.
Yeah, stuff like that's exciting, just to see, like, do a festival 1 year and then to see the growth.
We haven't done it yet, so Independence is going to be the first one.
Science experiment,
yeah. How many people come?
Oh, I'm a big lover of the Cork music scene, actually. I've seen Sultans of Ping and Frankenwater so many times. So
incredible.
Absolutely brilliant, yeah.
There's me jumper.
Yeah. We put on their comeback show in Essex in 2005, wow. Sultans of Ping, and it's the only gig where we've sold more than about 20 tickets. Actually, we sold it out. And always grateful for that. Yeah. I mean, the fact that they hadn't gigged for about 10 years really helped us. But that was great. So this year, have you had any particularly memorable experiences? You must have, you know, you don't really want to single anybody out, but has there been any festivals where you thought, actually, that was fantastic?
I think we're getting a great reaction all around, which is a great thing to be able to say. Yeah. I think we did our first headline show in about a year in Leeds in the Lending Room just over a week ago, and I think that was great because just to see the growth and people and actually know
when you're playing festivals, because we're a new band, I don't think most people don't know who we are, so they're just watching, chucking us out. So it was good to do a headline and, you know, people to actually be getting into it. And
must be one of these things though where you're playing a festival and there's nobody there to start the buddy and people have wandered over and they've stayed, which has always got to be a good thing.
Yeah, you kind of have to win them over at festivals, and if you have a good few people at the end, you've done a good job.
Particularly at 12:30 in the morning.
We're usually playing at breakfast time.
You'll see us around breakfast time.
You come to our show, we'll be like, good morning Standen. Yes.
Is it a good thing to play early though? Do you get a chance to wander around and see some bands?
Sometimes we have to head off straight away.
But yeah, a good example, we did Citadel at like 12:30 in London, but we got to see like DMA. We were around for the day then.
And you've got a UK and European tour later this year as well, and it must be great to see that most selling out, isn't it?
It's amazing, yeah. We're playing to 650 people in Belgium, which is nuts. Because, you know, it's just crazy.
Are you working hard between all the weekends appearances? Are you writing and recording at the moment?
Every chance you get.
Yeah, we're in and out of the studio as much as we can because we record in London, so it's kind of like we're based out of Dublin, but we're kind of living out of bags, okay, to be honest. Right.
Yeah. What's next for the band after this? Have you got an album planned?
We do.
We have one in the works. We've only just kind of decided that we need to get it together, but we've got a good few songs already laid out. I think we're looking at sometime maybe early next year, maybe mid next year.
Yeah.
But
you'll definitely hear loads of new music.
Definitely a new single coming soon as well.
So you know you've got another tour on the album and festivals and another tour next year, so you know what's happening next year already. Eli, Josh, Robert and Ryan, thank you very much for having a chat.
Thank you.
Looking forward to seeing you in about 20 minutes time.
Yeah, thank you very much.